Once you get over the crest of the Sierras and back into the high basins, there literally is no one back there. We will go years without seeing anyone else. Once in a while, we'll see someone else's ski tracks, but even that, we'll go years without seeing that. So once you're back there, you're in this other world. It's another world back there. It's the world that was left over from the Pleistocene. The animals, the raging blizzards, the temperatures. It's a world that is so different. And you get back into that world, it's like backpacking in a way, except extreme backpacking. You get back into that world, and if you get away from our world out here, it's so different. So probably my favorite thing is just being back there for extended periods of time. There's lots of wildlife, and you're back there with them. They have developed to live well in this harsh climate back there. The small, little, tiny birds, some of the larger mammals, the coyotes, and there's interaction between these species. The ravens and the coyotes interact a lot. It's another world back there. It really is. And the very, very small birds. These birds are so tiny, they shouldn't be able to exist back there. Their body volume and their surface area, because of that, they have huge surface areas compared to their volume. The little chickadees and the kinglets shouldn't be able to exist back there, but they do. And they adapted to this country, that climate in the Pleistocene, and they're still there. They're up there just thriving in the winter. And so the book takes you on that trip with all these other characters, you might say. And some of them are characters. The ravens. The ravens are characters. There's two ravens that follow us each month, and they're the same ravens. They have for years. And, you know, yeah, we throw a hot cake out the window or something for them, but how do they know we're up there? How do they, and what do they do when we're not up there? I don't know. It's really interesting.